Bava Metzia, Perakhes, Mishnah Hei. This Mishnah is similar to the previous Mishnah, in which there are people disputing the facts. However, the reality in this case is going to be that the facts are that both of them have a claim. Mishnah says, Hamocher Zesav Le'etzim. Somebody sells his olive trees for the purchaser to use them for firewood. They're not such great fruit trees anymore. Also, and he didn't immediately remove them, and in the meanwhile they grew some zaysim. The question is exactly who do these zaysim belong to? Vasu pachos mervias la sa'ah. They produced for every sa'ah of olives, they produced only a revias halug, which is a very small amount. Hare elu shabala zaysim. Then it belongs to the owner of the new owner of the olive trees, because this is such a small amount, it's not considered to be valuable enough, and therefore the seller allows the purchaser to keep it. Now, the Gemara just clarifies that when we make this calculation of revias l'sa, we mean after all of the expenses are done. Now, the also revias l'sa, the question though is, what happens though if it does make an appreciable amount of oil, a revias for every sa of olives? Ze omer, so the claim of the one who owns the purchaser of the tree says, Zeisai Gidlu, this was grown by my fruit trees. Ze Omer, and the one who owns the field says, Artsi Gidla, oh, it was raised by my property. Yachloku, the halacha here is that they divide it up, and the Tosfos Yomta points out that this is not going just like Simchas. This actually, even the Chachamim agree in this case that they both have a claim, and therefore, even according to the Chachamim, you would divide it up. Now, the Gemara also explains that if they had made an agreement originally that he was supposed to immediately cut down the trees, even if they produced less than revias l'sa'ah, it belongs to the balakarka, to the person who owns the field. He did not forgive him for this. He was supposed to get rid of it immediately. They didn't belong there. And if he said that you can cut them down whenever you feel like, even if they produced revias l'sa'ah or more, it belongs to the balazesim. The question in our mission is simply in a scenario where it was stam. Nothing was said. What is the assumption? And therefore, in that scenario, we say yachloku, they should divide it. Next case in the Mishnah is similar. Shataf nahar zesav. If a big rain or a flood washed away his olive trees, and nusanam lesoch sedei chavero, and it placed it, and they got replanted in the field of his friend, and they remained there. So zeomai zeisai gidlu. The one who owned the trees says, well, it was my zeisim, it was my trees that grew this fruit. Zeomai artsi gidla, and this one says it was my land, yachloku, they would also divide. Now the Gemara says that we're speaking where there are clods of earth that surround the roots of these trees, because if there would be no clods of earth surrounding these trees, when they get replanted, that turns back the clock for Arla, that the first 3 years of a fruit tree, you cannot eat the fruits. And if even if they get replanted in another field, they can't be eaten. And therefore, it would be irrelevant, the case of the Mishnah, about who gets the fruits. The fruits would be forbidden. Therefore, we must be speaking about a case where there were sufficient clods of earth around the roots of these trees that they would be able to survive without being replanted. And therefore, when they get replanted, the clock of Arla does not begin, and they are not obligated in Arla. In addition, the Gemara says, we're only discussing that they get divided in a scenario in the first 3 years after they got replanted. And that is because within those first 3 years, the owner of the field couldn't have, any time he would have planted, he would have had to wait for the years of 3 years of Arla anyway. However, after 3 years have passed, he's able to say to the owner of the zeisim, of the olive trees, that I could have planted my own olive trees by now, and by now they would have been permitted. And therefore, I don't have to give you any of the fruits or any of the oil produced by these trees, since I could have planted my own trees in the meanwhile.